How you doing, Margo?
We got Margo up on the mic. How are you today?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
She didn't have breakfast, she told me, so I'm kind of concerned, you know.
Might get a little lightheaded sitting here in your presence, Geronimo.
Oh, I'm honored.
He's embarrassed. He's blushing.
A
you
little
guys should
bit.
See it.
My skin's a little brown, so when I blush, it just gets browner.
So what do you want to tell us about first?
Whoa. She can. Well, we do have the first one. Well, first of all, tell us your role here at Texas State. If you want to introduce yourself, give us a little bio, a little Twitter bio for us.
Sure. I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know what that means. But so I'm the director of the Texas State Galleries here on campus, and we're a contemporary art gallery that's housed in the School of Art and Design here at Texas State University. But we're open to everyone.
Every single person.
Mm-hmm. Every single person. You don't have to be in the School of Art and Design. Well, you need to be in it to go to the galleries, but you don't have to be a student at the School of Art and Design. You can be a student at Texas State. You can be a member of the San Marcos community or beyond.
And Tafari Robertson helps you out with that sometimes too, right? Do you know Tafari?
Yeah, he's actually now our on-site portal curator for a project we have going on right now called Shared Studios.
Caitlin, right?
Exactly. Caitlin Esparza. Yeah, so both of them are alumni. They both graduated last year and did some projects for us. Caitlin had curated a show for us called We Are Camera last year, and Tafari had curated a show in our flex space called Concentric. And so in collaboration with others, yeah. And so I was so impressed and inspired working with them that we invited them to come on to work on this project, which will be here all of fall. And hopefully most folks have seen it. It's a giant gold shipping container near the quad.
Yes, we're not moving Texas State University to another city. We're not going to stuff the campus in there.
Yeah.
It is an art exhibition.
Yeah.
Can you tell a little bit about the concept of it first?
Sure. So Share Studios is a public arts initiative. And what happens, so from the outside, it looks like this gold shipping container, which plays on issues around public art, right? Like we expect public art to be metal. We expect it to be in a public space. Maybe it's a gentleman on a horse. It's sort of elevated from you. This shipping container is on the ground. I would encourage people just to walk by it and think about what sort of connotations a shipping container, especially a gold one, might have for you. But once you go inside, it's air conditioned. And that's not what's most impressive. Your face-to-face
is
very impressive.
Is very
so even if that's the only reason you go to see it, definitely step inside.
Y'all ever heard of Hornsby Hall? Didn't have air conditioning. RIP Hornsby Hall right here next to us. But anyways,
so you, you go in and it's full body, live, with another person at a partner portal somewhere else in the world. So there are portals other universities in the United States, in other cities, but also all around the world. So there's one in Berlin. We connect with Mexico City. We've connected with Rwanda and Honduras.
Afghanistan, Cuba, I believe.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. So if you swing by, right now our open hours are roughly 10 to 1 and 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. But that'll change. And if you want to know what the current calendar is, you can go to sharedstudios.com. Or to our website, which is txstgalleries.org. On both of those, you'll find links to the Texas State portal where you can find a calendar for where we're connecting, and you can make a request to arrange for specialized programming. So if you are a member of a student organization and you want to connect with another group somewhere else in the world on a particular topic, then you can use that form to reach out to Tafari and Caitlin, and they can help you organize a program.
And you can also go ahead.
Okay, so Margo, as I said before, booked an appointment because I'm
happy birthday.
Intrigued.
So
for my birthday, I want to, have something interesting on my Wednesday birthday that I have, like, a bunch of exams on that day, So what should I expect when I step into the portal? Like, how does it all go down? I'm sure you've been in it yourself.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody. They should definitely check it out, but all I can say is for those unstructured hours, you're faced with someone in a lot of ways that's just like you, in that they are having a sort of randomized encounter. They may be as sheepish as you are, and what do we talk about, But one of the many goals of the project is that you are connecting with someone who may be different or have a different life experience, but that you come together on a shared topic as simple as the weather or as complicated as politics. So it totally depends on who you encounter, and that's kind of one of the really exciting things about it is you don't quite know, but our curators are there to help you facilitate that conversation if things are kind of slow, like normal social encounters can be. There's also a curator on the other end, so they do the same thing with their their communities too.
And what determines what country you're seeing or what country you're being portaled to?
So for our unstructured open hours, it's in some cases it's purely logistical, so there are time differences to consider. But also, you know, some of the other portals might have specified programming that prevents them from connecting. We also try to introduce a range of connections, so it's pretty diverse. And in some cases, at least for those open hours, it's somewhat logistical.
Mm-hmm. And that is shared_studios. And you can also book an appointment at sharedstudios.com.
No underscore on that one.
Yeah, no underscore on that one at sharedstudios.com/TXST. That is sharedstudios.com/TXST.
And as Margo said before, if you don't have a booked appointment, you just happen to be walking by, there's no one in there, she said you could just pop in, see what's going on.
Yeah, it's really people – I've been out there and people sort of like maybe look, and I've been amazed at how many people just ask, you know, what is this thing? But don't be intimidated by it. Just ask the person standing in front of it, introduce yourself, and they'll invite you. And the only reason why someone might not be invited in at any one particular moment is because it's either full. So it fits about 8 to 10 folks comfortably, or because someone has made an appointment and maybe it's a class or maybe it's an individual that wants a more specified connection, in which case you might be asked just to come back, but there's no reason why you can't just talk to the portal curator.
And that is over here by the quad next to between Flowers Hall and Evan Liberal Arts over here between the English
You really
building.
Can't miss it.
Yeah. It's there by the soda machines right next to Evan's auditorium, right near Noisys. Everyone's Liberal Arts and Flowers Hall.
Mm-hmm. And again, you can make a reservation for that at sharedstudios.com/TXST. We also got some other things going on in the Junkul Midi building. We also have Jill O'Brien. Can you tell us a little bit about Jill O'Brien's exhibition?
Sure. So Jill O'Brien is an artist who lives half of the year in New York and half of the year in New Mexico. And she has on view two bodies of work, one of them called Ground Drawings and the other called Breaths Drawings. And the first body of work is made by putting onto this mesa in New Mexico these giant sheets of paper and then creating impressions of the land with her body rubbing graphite, you know, on the ground. And they create these, like, enormous drawings in the space that are also details of a much larger geologic formation. Mm-hmm. So there's this funny play with scale. It's a very physical act. It's a totally embodied performance that she does. And then these are, in a way, they're drawings, but they're also a kind of remnant of that performance. The works in the other gallery which is connected, for those of you who haven't been there, so it's the same space, but we've separated the two bodies of work spatially, although they do speak to each other through an opening. The other works, the breath drawings, are made by taking a breath in and a breath out and then marking this rice paper with a single line of pencil. And what happens is she takes tens of hundreds of thousands of breaths is that it kind of textures the paper in a really interesting way. And so what you end up with are these very minimal forms. The drawings aren't all that big. Most of them are roughly square. But when you get closer to them and you realize that they're built up over thousands of and thousands of individual breaths, it's a quite, just like the ground drawings, they become quite spectacular in that way.
And can you explain that a little more, like how exactly, like is she like holding a pencil, is it propped up, like how is that
with the breaths? Yeah, she's just holding a pencil, and she describes it as coming out of a time in her life when she was having a hard time focusing on her studio practice, that she you know, we get so caught up in daily life, and she was just trying to find a way to focus on making art. And so and also in her own, I think she had a meditation practice too that was being distracted by life and things like that. So to pair the two with this act of marking and breathing gave her focus. And she can work on the drawings for 15 minutes at a time, or she can work on them for hours at a time and make work every day, which I think is really hard for a lot of artists to, and anyone really, to figure out how to carve out a piece of their time every day in the busyness of life to make work.
Of course. And that's going to be ending pretty soon, September 19th, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so that's right.
Get on out there. They're really one of the most breathtaking pieces of art I've ever seen in my life. It's just because it's cool. It's like you're standing right in the middle of nature almost, you know, with the rock formation.
Yeah.
I just Googled pictures of her actually working on it, and it was just so amazing. She's like right on the edge of a cliff sometimes. It's just really daring.
Yeah, it creates this really interesting environment in the gallery itself, too, that, you know, they're two-dimensional pieces on a wall, but they surround you, and so they do create quite an installation-like atmosphere.
What are the hours on those
places?
Oh,
good question. So we're open 9 to 9 Monday through Friday, and then noon to 6 Saturday and Sunday. And then the portal, which is, like we just described, in the middle of campus, right now is generally 10 to 1 and 1 to 3 Monday through Friday, but that may change. So with regard to those hours, I would always check that calendar.
And that one's going to be there throughout the whole semester.
Yeah, that'll come down at the end of December. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to talk a little bit about the faculty exhibition?
Sure. So the next exhibition that's opening after Jill's is the faculty exhibition, which opens on September 28th. And that is an exhibition that we have every other year where the faculty from our department submit works. And it's a really great opportunity for the students, but also in the School of Art and Design, but everyone at Texas State to get a really well-rounded view of what it is our faculty are interested and excited about right now. I found that in the last time it happened, it was an interesting way to take the temperature of the school in a way. It was really surprising to see overlaps that I think were unintentioned in the works of the instructors, but it can be really illuminating in that way. We actually also have, so for those folks who may have not been to the galleries, we have our main galleries, but we also have a flex space, which is programmed by a committee. We accept proposals for it from students, faculty, and staff in the School of Art and Design on a semester basis for programming the following semester. And it rotates very quickly, much faster than the exhibitions in our main galleries. And we have an exhibition opening on Monday in that space, an exhibition of work by an Australian filmmaking duo called Soda Jerk, and they're going to be showing in that space a film called The Was. It's actually a program and an exhibition curated by our associate director at the galleries, Rebecca Marino. And so in addition to The Was, which will be showing in the Flex space from the 17th to the 30th, there are also two programs next week surrounding that exhibition. One is a screening on the 18th at 5 in the School of Art and Design in 2121. It's JCM, the Joanne Cole Mitzi Building. They're going to be screening their latest film, which is much longer, called Terra Nullis. And then on the 20th, the artists themselves will be here giving a talk in the School of Art and Design, also in 2121 at 5. So check that out. And you can find this all on our website, too, at txstgalleries.org. For that program, you can go into the sort of upper right of the website to see what programs we have. There's a link for current, and then there's a link for flex, and you'll find information for that under our flex.
That's txstgalleries.org, correct?
Mm-hmm. You can also sign up for our mailing list on that website and links to follow us on social media, which are also really great ways to know what's happening over there.
Yes, I signed up for that last night when I was doing some research on it. It's really great because, you know, you never know what's going on until you just research it on campus. There's way more things than any of you could think. So
if you're bored out there, you're lying and you're not looking hard enough.
Yes, exactly.
So true.
Plenty of opportunities to go see art, and you might never get opportunities like this again, so take advantage while you're going to university or near here, around here.
100%.
And then at the end of the semesters, you do get the graduating classes. They have like their what is it called? Their final student show.
They do.
Student
they showcase. Do. Yeah. So we have at the end of the fall term and at the end of the spring term, anyone graduating with a BFA from the School of Art and Design has a thesis exhibition. And so we have some of those at the end of this term and also at the end of the spring. Between the faculty exhibition and the BFA shows this term, we have one more exhibition, which actually relates to Jill O'Brien's work in a way, too. It's actually an exhibition of works by Ana Bear Carrillo, who teaches in our own dance department, who does what's called site-specific screen dance. And her projects normally find their home, one, both at the site in which they're created, but also on a stage or in a movie theater or a screening situation where you're watching it as a film. What she's done for the Texas State Galleries, which I'm really excited about, is she has basically finding ways to represent a body of works as a gallery exhibition. So there will be a performance to coincide with the opening for that show, which is on the 24th. There will be an opening performance. This is in October. I'm sorry. I'm lost in terms of my months. October 24th at 6:30, there will be a performance and then also an opening. And then we'll have some closing events, too. But you can find all of this on our website as well and read a little bit more about Jill's project and also Anna's project, which, like I said, I would encourage folks to see both exhibitions and think about the ways in which they relate to each other in terms of performance and landscape and things of that nature.
And just coming to the Texas State Galleries and just having a look at art, people who are not necessarily always surrounded by art, so say like you know you're not a part of the School of Art and Design, you can see how diverse art is and just see that it's, you know, painting is obviously a really big part of art, but people like to stereotype like, oh, it's just paintings and stuff. That art has a lot of different mediums and forms that they can...
And you can combine them in unimaginable ways, dance and film and things you wouldn't think of to be in the Texas State Art Gallery. You might just think drawing and painting, as he said, but...
We also enjoy drawing and painting.
Yeah.
Just putting that in there.
Let's shout out
painting. No dissing on that.
I love me some gesso.
Yeah. No, but I take, yeah, it's a good point in that, you know, because we are a gallery on a college campus, it's very important to me that we have programming that a lot of people can relate to. Mm-hmm. And you're right that if you focus maybe too hard on any one medium, although there's certainly sometimes
there's a time for that.
Yeah. That it's always really helpful, I think, for everyone when we can have work that on view that a lot of people can, where they can find an in.
And if you've never enjoyed art before, never found yourself, this would definitely be a great time to go out, because there's some really inspiring things they've got in this art gallery this month and this upcoming semester and forever.
And we're right here. You don't have to go to Austin or San Antonio.
New York City.
No, exactly.
We have it all right here.
And if you want to, just go to the portal, and we're connected with Times Square.
Beautiful.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to the School of Art and Design, the faculty, staff, and all the students there. Margo, would you like to tell the audience a little bit more before we wrap this up?
I think that's it. I would say if you take anything away, it's txstgalleries.org. And whatever I couldn't say eloquently enough is explained there much better.
I think you were very clear.
Thanks.
Very good.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.